God's plan, the real story of humankind, an unbelievable but true saga. God's plan. God created a splendiferous earth as a baby room for instant humans. It is the ideal place to learn to grow up.
Sam. If you listen to Sam, you will hear the explanation.
Indeed, God gave humanity their marching orders to increase the population via family socialization and rulership over the planetary resources to benefit all its inhabitants. This socialization and rulership is training to become kings, queens, and priests and rule on Earth. There are two ways to rule. First, God's way as established in His Word, the Bible. And second, anti-God's way. In other words, all other ways, meaning according to the imagination of the human heart. Humans are in the image of God, who is a family and ruler of the universe. His ultimate goal for putting humans in training as sons and daughters is to have them join Him and become integrated members of His ruling family. Christ prepared to be the leader of socialization and rulership. Jesus Christ followed this Shema. He grew up learning socialization with His father, brothers, and sisters, and learning rulership management via His building profession of carpentry. All this was prior to His unique ministry of 3.5 years, followed by His crucifixion and resurrection. That preparation led to the Son of God, Christ, sitting on His Father's right hand. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God, the Father. Yes, the Father has given the Son rulership over humanity and earth to prepare His brothers and sisters, all of humanity, to join Him as kings, queens, and priests, to rule earth with Him on His return. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27. For He has put all things under His feet. But when He says all things are put under Him, it is manifest that He is accepted, which did put all things under Him. And when all things shall be subdued unto Him, then shall the Son also Himself be subject unto Him that put all things under Him, that God may be all in all. Hebrews 2, verse 17. Wherefore, in all things it behooved Him, Christ, to be made like His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that He Himself has suffered being tempted, He is able to succor them that are tempted. Christ alone is qualified and prepared to transform humans into leaders to socialize and rule. The question is, how do you give everyone an equal opportunity to qualify? If you were an all-powerful God, trying to increase your family with the best possible sons and daughters, how would you go about it? Christ knows the way, the best way. We are going to elaborate on God's plan to transform humans into kings, queens, and priests who rule on earth to bring real, everlasting peace to this planet. The original mind transformation into opposition of God's plan. Let's go back about 6,000 years. In the beginning, God created earth. That's chapter 1 of Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life. And placed the created couple, chapter 2, on it to grow their family and care for their homestead, chapter 3. This was their training ground to learn to develop relationships and manage their belongings. This family-oriented God wanted the couple close to him so he could instruct and cherish them. He built a unique home, headquarters, the protected Garden of Eden, in which he placed them. Adam and Eve could cook and eat anything their eyes and stomachs craved, except one tree. Guess what? They were drawn to it, and after a convincing conversation with a stranger, they ate the forbidden fruit. This flip-flopped their reasoning capacity and minds forever. Instead of incorporating God's instructions, they wanted to follow their thoughts. This is corroborated in Romans 12, verse 1. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And God decided to let them follow their heart, or, in modern language, follow their inner voice or follow their intuition. We must pause right here, right now, and deeply grasp what happened with what led up to and followed the eating of the forbidden fruit. Adam and Eve rejected God, glorified him not, and gave priority credence to their vain imaginations, resulting in a darkened, obscure, confused heart. This reversal of reasoning is a crucial turning point in history. From this point onward, humans became jumbled in their thinking, introducing all sorts of ideas from voices they hear in their heads to dreams, and in particular, their overflowing imaginations and intuition. Here's the first and probably the most critical lesson in this book. Do not follow anything or anyone that promotes looking into your heart for inner wisdom, intuition, voices, or the like. This is the opposite of knowing and glorifying God and looking into his word. Here's the Bible corroboration. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, that's God's word, if they speak not according to this word, the Bible, the explanation is quoting from, it is because there is no light in them. No light means such godless teachers have darkened hearts and transform light into darkness. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 through 15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan, the stranger in the garden, himself, is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. The serpent transformed itself into an angel of light. Following such a transformation is downgrading your life. That's what Adam and Eve did. We want to avoid this downslide at all costs. It is the cause of our individual and societal problems. These are hard sayings, I know, But if you want to know God's plan to transform your mind, upgrade your life, you must know God's plan from the beginning. The first 5 minutes. What we must transform our minds from darkness, the voices in our heads, our intuition, and the imaginations of our heart. The result of rejecting God's word, His glory, and way. Romans 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate, that's Strong's G96, a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient. Adam and Eve, and subsequently their descendants, were no longer on God's wavelength. They could not incorporate God's spirituality into their reasoning process. Humankind obliged their Creator God to teach them a lesson. You cannot disobey without consequences. He put them out of the garden and padlocked the gate. Adam and Eve were now in the world with their jaded, hiding in the trees from God, frame of mind. Strong's G96. Unapproved, that is, rejected, by implication, worthless, literally or morally. KJV translations, cast away, rejected, and reprobate. This is what happened to Adam and Eve, and subsequently, all their descendants' minds. 2 Timothy 3, verse 8. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt, Strong's G2704, corrupt minds, reprobate, Strong's G96, reprobate concerning the faith. Strong's G2704, to spoil entirely, that is, literally, to destroy, or figuratively, to deprave. KJV translations, corrupt, utterly perish. Read Romans 1, verses 21 through 32, to see their corrupt depravity. Then compare it with our society today. The similitude is striking. Corrupt minds lead to depraved behavior. The second critical lesson to learn from this book is, God left humans with their twisted minds. Humans reason wrongly that God is good, therefore He wouldn't let someone innocent suffer. God is good, but firstly, we are not innocent. We've rejected Him. And secondly, the reason He left people with corrupt minds is twofold. He wants humans to realize that their imaginations, intuitions, and hearts lead to destruction, the forbidden tree of knowledge of good and evil that leads to death. Secondly, only when humans have exhausted all possible experiments, inventions, and conceptions of their depraved minds will they come to their senses, realize they don't have the solution, and turn to their Creator in all humility with a sincere, God help us. To be continued.
Transform your mind, make it better. Transform your mind, upgrade your life. Once you know the real meaning of the scriptures, you will find a new meaning for your life.
Join the Value for Value Bible course to reach the God-intended meaning of scripture based on 7 keys to master biblical Hebrew with no fuss. theexplanation.com/challenge. Thanks for watching. Watch this video now of the next chapter of Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life.